My name is Akil Palmer. I'm 12 years old.
My name is Paul Francis. I am 11 years old.
My name is Deja Newby. I'm 14 years old.
My name is Lucas Kelly. I'm 13 years old.
We interviewed
Kenneth Houston on August 20th, 2015.
My childhood was pretty rough. I came up in a very tough time in the city of McKeesport. I was raised in Harrison Village in the 16 building on the 7th floor before they blew it up. Fought all the time. Coming up in a poor area, you had to defend yourself. You had your neighborhood bullies, those that considered themselves the leader. And if you didn't take a stand and take a position, you would have problems. But we never shot each other and we never stabbed each other. It was a fight. It was over. We shook hands and moved on. My mother was a single parent. There were five of us. I'm the oldest. And I had been working since I was 8 years old. My mother lost her mother when she was 3 years old. Her mother got shot and killed in Manassas, Pennsylvania. And my mother was a very tough woman. She didn't have that parental guidance, if you will. So my mother loved us in accordance to the best way she knew how. She was very strict. She was very tough. It was a challenge, but it made me stronger and it made my siblings stronger as well. I actually got saved when I was 9 years old. And I really did not understand what God was doing with me or who the Lord Jesus Christ was. But I fought the calling of the Lord to my 22nd, 23rd year life. And then finally, I decided to accept the calling and started really studying my Bible. I graduated from two Bible colleges and really understood that God is real. I graduated from Rema Bible College and I graduated from Life's Key Bible College. It was fun because I got to learn Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. I really got to understand how to break the Bible down because the Bible is actually 66 books comprised into one book. So I got an opportunity to really understand and learn more about cultures because the Bible is very historical as well. That was very exciting for me. I'm a minister. It is something that I truly love. It's a very rewarding part of my life. I became an ordained minister when I was 23 years old. I think my relationship with God has been absolutely awesome. And I really like ministering to young people and let them know that there's a power that they possess within themselves to do whatever they want to do in life. I think that's truly important. One of the goals that I had when I was a youngster, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, which I am. I own my own company. That was one of the goals, to work for myself. Houston Trust Corporation is a 5-division company. I have a commercial cleaning division where I have 12 contracts. I have 12 full-time employees. I also do a workforce development and entrepreneurial development consulting. I always pay attention to what's going on in McKeesport because it's my home. I'm from here. I've seen drastic changes in the McKeesport area. One of my great concerns and heartbreaks is that economically our city has gone down. When I was coming up in the city of McKeesport, there were businesses on both sides of the downtown area. McKeesport was really a thriving community. After the steel industry left, there was not a plan B to make the city viable or make it strong. I would like to see economic vitality. I would like to see businesses and corporations locate to the McKeesport area because McKeesport is unique because it's really a hub for all the other outside municipalities like Duquesne, Braddock, Clairton. People want to see a future. They want to understand and know that the city is growing. Black males should realize that they are unique, they are important, and they are the fabric of our country, as African American males particularly. You are bigger than your circumstance.